welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to share with people. Remember this, God loves you. He loves you for you. Not what you can do for him. Not what you can bring to the table. He loves you for you. And he wants to see you in your best condition. He wants to see you thrive in this life. He is concerned about every part of your life. And he desires to bring the best things to your life. He wants you to have the best friends, the best relationships. He wants you to have a thriving career. He wants you to have good times in your life, blessed times in your life, good family relationships. He wants you to live forever with him. He wants to talk to you. Yes, you. You have things that you want to say. You have concerns that you want to dialogue with the Lord about. And so many people are missing out. He cares about every individual the very same way. He wants to see you in the best marriage. He wants to see you and your children to have good times together. He wants to see you healthy with your children, with your family. He wants to see you in blessed times, with good homes, everything, with all the furniture and trimmings, everything. He wants to see you in nice cars, whatever you desire. And all of this is made possible by doing the word of God. Now, this is something that Satan don't tell people about God. Satan caused trouble in your life. And the first person he blames is God. Men do things their way and it leads to trouble. And then he blames God. He tried to accuse God for your trouble that he had a part to play in. He's the one who lead us wrong, guide us wrong, tempt us to do the wrong things, and give us wrong insights, wrong teaching. He works in ignorance. God always wanted the best for us, always. He will not do you wrong. He will never, ever do you wrong. And he's not trying to tempt you and test you and bully you into doing right. God has been lied upon. He's been lied upon by the thoughts of men, evil men. He's been lied upon by Satan, cold religion. You know, instead of just following the word of God, people try to shape religion into the way they want it to be. Men have started religions and they don't work. The only thing that gets us out of trouble is Jesus Christ and his word. Nothing else works. You can't build a country. This country was not supposed to get as far as it did. And everybody was not a Christian that had a part to play in building this country. Many people were not Christian people. But there were some dedicated people. And our founding fathers, many of them were devout Christian people, and they love God, and they developed a country that would run based on the word of God, and it became the wealthiest country in the whole world. And people are trying to tear it down. But the way you learn who God is for yourself is to take him at his word, and you will know him for yourself. It may take years. It may take a long time for you to see the Lord like I just described him. But if you continue in his word, you will. I'm not talking about just religious fantasies. I'm talking, if you study the word of God and do the things that God say do, you will find for yourself that it works. If you read the stories that other people, see, life seemed the same way to everybody. It all seemed dim. and the enemy can cause God to look bad. And he did this from time in every generation from the time that Adam sinned. Even the prophets had that day where they wished they weren't born. Job said he cursed the day that, you know, that they told that he was born. Jeremiah, he regretted that he was born. They all had that day. But they continued with the law and they found out that God is good. It's one thing to hear it, but you can find this out for yourself. Not only is he good, he is alive. And he will guide you in this life and help you navigate through the muddy waters of this life. But cold religion, you can't trust cold religion. This is where men get in trouble, pride. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. Those things cause people to deviate from the heart of God's will. Lust will carry you into a dark place. So will greed. See, you're trying to make things be a god to you. A new car, a current car every 5 years, a new house, all those things. If you look to those things to make you something that you're not, or to take you over the top in life, they can't do it. But if you follow God, those things are attainable in their proper order. Even people can't take you but so far. Some men think if I marry that woman, I'd be blessed in every way. Oh, they can't complete you. Neither can men for a woman. You think if I could just marry him, my life would be complete. It will not be complete. Unless you have a thriving relationship with the Lord, your life will never be complete. We are complete in Jesus. And I want to explain something. I've said it many times. What Jesus did for us, he did something about our condition. We were born to sin. He did something to destroy our sin nature. Forgive us and washed. He didn't just forgive us of our sin. He washed them away. Gave us a new spirit, a new heart. Now we have a desire to do only the things of God from our own free will. When you marry somebody, you want them to be willing to love and marry you. You don't. If you have to coerce somebody into something, it's not going to work right. And God don't do that. He give you the truth and you decide of your own free will whether you want to be in his kingdom or not. Some people may not want to be righteous, but that's a requirement. So he made us righteous. If you want it, you got it. And what's wrong with wanting to do right all the time and not do anybody wrong? You don't have to. You don't have to do somebody wrong to get something when God gave you the whole kingdom. And then he gave you the wisdom to build your life. You got to do your work, but that's good. God will bless the work of your hands. What's wrong with that? But if you got to devise mischief and take what belongs to others, and sell drugs or whatever things, if you have to do corrupt things to get rich, it's going to come to a head. It's going to come to an end. But if you live by the law of love, and you can contribute, you can use your mind and your wit that God gave you, and you're going to be blessing people, and you're going to be blessed for blessing people. The way of God is better, but there's no pride in it. You don't have to be. That's what Satan messed up. He wanted preeminence, and it always causes trouble. And you have to do wrong to do that. But in God's house, you don't have to focus on not doing wrong. And many times people present God that way. Like he's watching to see if you're going to do wrong so he can beat you up. He's not out to get you. He's out to help. We need to understand the word of God and how it works. And you're not going to want to do wrong. If you believe on Jesus from your heart, of your own free will, from your heart, you're not going to desire the wrong things in this life anymore. When I asked the Lord to save me, I didn't know what was going to happen. But my nature was changed, and I didn't want to do wrong anymore. I didn't want to lust after women anymore. I wasn't greedy anymore. And I definitely didn't want to be in pride. And I wanted to do things, I had a new desire to please God from the heart of my own free will. But cold religion will try to coerce you into doing what's right. Others may fear that you're going to do wrong, but I didn't want to do wrong. And I could sense that people feared that I would do wrong and go back to the world. I said, they're just going to have to watch, because I'm enjoying my life. I enjoy my time with the Lord. And that was valuable to me, and it still is. I never went back to the world like they thought I would. I'm talking about religious church people, too. People have fears. God don't. God don't have those fears against you. Fear is always against you. Fear operates against you. People may have fear. They may not believe in you, but God does. Now, I could sense it, but I said, well, I understand it. They've seen people come and go. I sympathize with them, but they're going to have to watch, because I'm enjoying my life. I wasn't going to church regretting that I wasn't going to a party. I was there because I wanted to be there. I bought gas and drove my car to church where I wanted to be to learn about the Lord I love. Now, this is important. Now, it's time for him to return. Don't focus on what's wrong. Focus on the Lord. You'll never get to know him trying to do right all the time. Trying to pressure yourself to do right. Love God and you'll do right. Study his word and you'll be strong. Remember, when you love God, the enemy tries to tempt you back into the world. You don't want to go there no more because your nature's new. So just study the word of God. Don't pressure yourself in, oh, I better do this right. I kind of do that. People put that kind of pressure on you. But when you study the word of God, it show you what's wrong, but it also show you how to do what's right. And the easiest way to do the right thing from the heart is to just love the Lord your God and King. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. And I want to share something, because I want everybody to make heaven. One thing that I know of that can keep a person out beside the worldly way is unforgiveness. Operate in forgiveness. Forgive everybody who have done you wrong. Sometimes people, because they were offended, they think it's okay to not forgive somebody. It's not okay. Love everybody. Everybody has a hard goal. The enemy is after everybody, and some people fall for his tricks. The only way to get people out is to love them anyway. God gave us generous love, so we need to do the same thing. I was thinking about Proverbs chapter 6, and we'll cover it on another broadcast. But it says, this is Proverbs 6, verse 16, says, these six things doeth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord among brethren. These six things that Lord hate, and seven are, all seven of those things are an abomination. People that sow discord, when people are hurt and offended, the first thing they do is speak, and they talk about the problem. And all their friends are gathered around, their friends and their loved ones. The man whose wife cheated on him, he's frustrated with her. So he's telling everybody what happened. And they're going to be offended for him. Or the woman whose husband ran away or ran out and left or whatever, she's offended at him. And friends too. People do things. They're going to do things. Not everybody, but sometimes it happens. Forgive them and you'll be free to love them. That sounds crazy, preacher. Trust me. Forgive them. They're not the end. You're complete in Jesus. You have the power to forgive their sins or retain them. But if you retain them, if you hold it against them, you're carrying that baggage around. You're still defeated by it. Even if they got away with something, they stole from you, they did you wrong, they left with somebody else. Whatever happened, forgive them, and you will heal up. And the Lord will bless you beyond what they did. Will the relationship ever be any good again? With God, all things are possible. With man, things are not always possible. But it can. Sometimes it does. I've seen so many situations. But if you handle it right, the chances of things turning out right are much higher. But the Lord will comfort you and bless you. And if you do right by people, the Lord can he can give you the years that the cankerworm ate. Now that doesn't mean nothing to us. We're not farmers. Most of us are not farmers. But a man can do everything right. He can plant his crops. He can do it right. He can tend the field. He can keep the weeds out. He can keep it watered. And then the cankerworms can come and eat it all up. And all his efforts are wasted. And he has to wait till another season to plant something else. That's devastating to a farmer. And this happened. The locusts may come and eat up every green leaf and fly away in no time. It happens. But God can give you back what you lost. See, nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. If you, whatever you do, whatever you sow, you will reap. You may work a job where they don't pay you right. Keep doing right. Keep doing your best. And God, my friend, will promote you. See, people can't know these things unless they trust God like that. Keep doing things that's right. The enemy's trying to stop you, sabotage what you're doing, sabotage your relationships. He's trying to make you mad against God and give up. Don't give up. Every one of us have been through things that's unfavorable. If you follow God long enough, the enemy comes to attack. But the Lord gives us wisdom so that we can live. And he gives us his life, a new life, a blessed life. Now, I'm not saying these things lightly. These things are very important. Getting to know God, this life is not always comfortable. Things go wrong here. But the Lord loves us, and he's highly dedicated to helping us in every way of life. Now, all you're trying to do is do the right thing. And you live by God, by the principles of the Lord. And you are enjoying life. And along comes a spider. Along comes Satan to mess your life up. Take it back. Hinder you. And that's not God's will, but it happens. Resist him. And don't give in to the things of this world. Even when God's people don't see what you see or believe in you, believe in him. Believe in what he's doing in you. Know that he's got you. Follow him. And things that are not right are going to leave your life anyway. People that see a lot of things are you have to understand. God put enmity between his seed and Satan's seed. When people want to do it Satan's way, they're going to leave your life. It doesn't matter who it is. But they'll come back when they follow God. But if you follow God, he'll help you to win. And he'll sow the right people in your life. If you're not married yet, regard the Lord and who you marry. And he'll bless you. But if you've been through a tough situation and people are not right in your life or do you wrong, love them anyway. Don't sow discord. The husband that don't pay child support like he should. Don't sow discord against him. Pray for the situation, believe God, and love him for real. And sometimes you just have to let God work these kind of situations out. Don't ever say anything against them, even though they're wrong. And you will heal up. Because if you don't heal up, you're going to say things because your heart is heavy. And anybody that get in unforgiveness, remember, the Lord forgave us for millions of sins. So we got to forgive others, even though they do us wrong and it's unpleasant. And I have to tell people this, but it's not for nothing. God's going to bless you as you obey him. Now, the things I read earlier, the Lord hates when people sow discord. All the six things the Lord hates. He hates those things because they work against the heart of his will towards everybody. You know, the mind that with wicked imaginations. This is where the problems come from in the first place. Of course God hates it. It's wrong. It's dangerous. And then after the course is over, God got to punish folks for what they've done. Don't you realize Jesus got to come back and judge the world for rejecting Christ and working all the evil they did? Everybody's going to get the punishment they deserve. It's a law. It's not a choice. People don't understand how the kingdom of God works. And they don't understand what they're being saved from. But if you study God's word, you'll know. But the heart of God, he loves us. He desires the best for us. We got to depart from our sins because they will destroy us. Now watch this. Along the path of your life, you're going to hurt people if you operate according to the sins in this life. Now, I'm not saying this so you'll fear sin. I'm just showing you what happens. People that allow themselves to sin in life, they make decisions and choices every day. And it hurts people. They promise people jobs and don't follow through. Doesn't that hurt when the boss do you like that? You do things to save the day and they get the credit for it and overlook you and promote somebody and then want you to train them. That's not right. That's never right. But that's what people do when their eyes are not on God. And that's how people act until their eyes are on God. But because the Lord loved us, he was patient with us when we did him that way. Now we're going to be patient with the Lord when our boss and others act just like that. But preacher, that don't sound fun. It's not fun. But it's life. God forgave you. You forgive others. And it works. I've done it. And people change. It's beautiful when people change. Well, that's why I asked the Lord to teach me how to love people, because people, they do things that's just outright contrary. And I knew I wasn't going to last long if I didn't learn to not be angry with people. Is it worth it? It's worth it. Trust me, it's worth it. Not only was it worth it, I found joy in doing it God's way. And I was amazed. I said, Lord, this is good. I don't know how you. I said, I did not know that I would have joy in forgiving people that do me wrong. That's backward to everything I was taught in this world system. But the blessing is, I'm not under the world's rule anymore. I'm not under Satan's system anymore. I'm learning who God is, and I'm doing things God's way. And that's how we, that's the only way to learn for yourself how God is. And I found myself having joy. Great joy. And people do me doing wrong, and I'm working as under God, and they're lying to me, and I know it. And I'm forgiving them as they lie to me. And then the Lord blessed me anyway. See, I worked as under God where I worked the first few mechanic jobs I had. I didn't get promoted. I got lied to just like you do. Sometimes they wanted to follow through, but they wanted their peer pressure. They had a peer pressure problem, just like a teenager in high school. And they promoted their friends instead and did it that way. And that's how people do until they meet Jesus. And sometimes after they meet Jesus, they may act like that until they grow and be strong. But I didn't hold it against them. I forgave them. I said, this is just how men are going to do. And I said, Lord, I wanted to forgive. I wanted to do it God's way, because I read the Sermon on the Mount, and that's what Jesus taught, and that's who I trusted. So that's what I did. I didn't all out agree with it, but because I trusted Jesus, I did it. But I found something out that it works. I said, oh, this is why he said that. You're going to have those moments where you say, oh, now I see. In the beginning stages, it don't look good. And I understand and sympathize with you. I'm not just haphazardly saying forgive the people that did you wrong. I'm saying it from a point of experience. From walking with the Lord. It works, folks. And it's good. It's not dangerous. Then the Lord, nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. Whatever you lost because you love God, you're going to get it back. And sometimes the Lord can restore your loved ones and get them on track through your love. And through the love of others and the teaching of others, and they'll come back and be a real husband to you, or a real wife to you, of their own free will. And you don't have to go find them. They'll come home on their own. Or they'll go their way, and the Lord will heal your heart. And if you ever go forward, when you know people go forward, they don't stay single, they get married again. And the Lord will bring back, you know, he'll give you back the years that the cankerworm made. And you'll have a spouse that loves you for you and won't ever do you wrong. But don't carry the drama of the first marriage into the second one. But preachers don't talk about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Well, we wouldn't have to if people would follow God. If a person loves the world system and you love God, things can go wrong. Nobody wants something like that to happen. But if people have a right to make whatever choice they want to make, whether even if it's wrong. And God's not going to take that right away from them. Even us. We can walk out of the kingdom of God if we want to. I don't want to. I wouldn't want a spouse. I wouldn't want my wife. I wouldn't want a wife that didn't want me. You know, they really want this world. That's why when I got married, I was in God's house when I got married. I was in God's kingdom. I didn't want to marry a club woman. They got to go to the club. I didn't want that. I didn't want that kind of life. So I was selective about who I married. But if people just don't want to be with you, that's not your fault. Just don't. You don't have to join them in strife. If people love strife and they want to be in strife and they won't repent and they leave, then they got a right to do that. But you don't have to hate them. Is what I'm saying. Love them, do it God's way. Whatever you do, do things God's way. When people walk out of your life, they just walk, it's not the end of the, of your life. Just because they walk, you're not a failure. Something happened that's not favorable, but put it this way. Some people don't leave. They're not in love anymore, but they just stay there out of convenience. And it's a dead stalemate marriage. And you want everything to work, and but they don't want to grow. They're not interested anymore. Love people where they're at. When people won't get on board and love you, then love God and enjoy life. But remember, the Lord didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a sword too. When there's peace, there's peace. But God doesn't, he doesn't lie to himself. If either person love him or they don't. And he recognizes. Some people are, they're married, but they're not married. Some people are, they may be legally married, but they're really not married. In God's eyes, they, one person is doing another person wrong. That's not what a spouse would do.